Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A large crowd assembled, and they were without anything to eat. Jesus called the disciples over to him and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. By now they have been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way. Some of them have come a great distance." His disciples replied, How can anyone give these people sufficient bread in this deserted spot?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied. Then he directed the crowd to take their places on the ground. Taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they handed them out to the crowd. They also had a few small fishes. Asking a blessing on the fish, he told them to distribute these also. The people in the crowd ate until they had their fill. Then they gathered up 7 wicker baskets of leftovers. Those who had eaten numbered about 4,000. He dismissed them and got into the boat with his disciples to go to the neighborhood of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Scholastica, the sister of Saint Benedict. And in the Butler Lives of the Saints, it relates, unfortunately, there is not much written about Saint Scholastica. Well, we do know that she was the twin sister of Saint Benedict. And after Benedict established his monastery on Monte Cassino, she moved to a region about 5 miles from there, and was the abbess of a convent of nuns that Saint Benedict directed. And every year she would visit her brother. And we have the story related by St. Gregory in his writings about the siblings' last visit. They spent the day talking about God and the joys of heaven. And Benedict would bring some of his monks with him. And they were having supper, and St. Scholastica, They suspect she foresaw that this would be their last visit, and she asked her brother if he could stay and talk all night about the wonders of God and the joys of heaven. And he said he couldn't. He didn't want to break his rule. He had to get back to his monastery, which was just a short distance away. So Saint Scholastica, with her hands folded, put her head down on the table on her hands and asked God. And all of a sudden there was a clap of thunder, and it rained so hard that the monks couldn't budge past the door of the cottage. So against his will, he stayed and spoke, spent the night speaking with his sister. So just 3 days after that, Benedict was in his cell, and he looked out the window and saw his sister's soul ascend to heaven in the form of a dove. So he called a couple of his monks and told them to go fetch the body of his sister, that she had passed away. And he buried her in the tomb that he had prepared for himself. And Gregory relates that those who were so closely united in soul during life would be, that their bodies would rest together. And actually, Benedict didn't live too much longer. And he joined his sister in eternity. So today we pray to Saint Scholastica that that she intercede for many of the communities of nuns today, that that they seek an authentic religious life and grow in a deeper union with their beloved spouses, our Lord Jesus Christ.